The National Alliance to End Homelessness says that an additional 1.5 million people could be left homeless, a third of them children, because of rising foreclosures and the recession. By one estimate, the tent city in California's capital, Sacramento, is growing by 20 to 50 people a week. Recent media attention on the encampment prompted the Sacramento City Council last week to provide additional shelter beds in order to shut down the privately owned site. But as Africa Jones reports, many of the tent city's homeless say they will remain outdoors.
While some media outlets have branded the encampment along the American River in Sacramento the new face of the recession, many of Tent City's residents have been living on the property off and on for years. Residents say the site, owned by local utility and railroad companies, has even been divided into neighborhoods for the estimated 150 people living there. Anita, who didn't want to give her last name, lives atop a mound with her boyfriend, complete with three tents, one for sleeping, the others for storage. Anita says she wants her own place to live, but her disability check doesn't cover a deposit.
I've been out here over 7 or 8 years. I used to live right over the railroad tracks there until the police ran us off. With all the evictions and this and that, it's really hard for a person to find a place. We really don't have a choice where we want to be.
An onslaught of recent media attention on the encampment prompted Sacramento City Council and Mayor Kevin Johnson to extend homeless services last week in order to close Tent City down.
We have, as a city, swept this under the rug and ignored it. It was a dirty little secret that we did not want to talk about, and that's no longer acceptable in the city of Sacramento. The winter overflow shelter is going to be expanding. It will not close at the end of March.
City officials said they would add approximately 150 beds to the city's homeless shelters for Tent City residents. But homeless advocates say inadequate housing has been a problem for decades in Sacramento. And adding a couple of hundred beds to local shelters isn't enough.
There is a solution to homelessness. It's called enough housing to go around.
Joan Burke is the director of advocacy at Loaves and Fishes, a nonprofit which serves the homeless.
There are between 100 and 200 people living at the Tent City, but throughout Sacramento, there are 1,200 people sleeping outside on any given night. The shelter is a temporary emergency response, but that doesn't address the real need of people who are homeless, and that's to have a home of their own.
Although all of the Tent City residents I spoke to said they want permanent housing, many, like Anita, said if the city forcibly shuts down Tent City, they would sleep outside somewhere else.
We're probably going to find another campsite. With me having trouble breathing, I don't do shelters very well.
Where am I going to go? I think we're going to band up and not go anywhere.
Georgina, who also didn't want to give her last name, says due to a disability, she's been homeless off and on since the 1990s.
When I was 3 years old, my mom says, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I didn't say I wanted to be homeless. But I do, you know, being homeless, I met the most beautiful people. Because we're all in the same boat up the creek without a paddle. Here, I was here 8 years ago, and I've been back here about 2 years. Now they want me to move again.
Sounds like you've had problems with homelessness for a long time.
Well, I don't have problems with it. The only problem is that people keep running me off my earth.
Joan Burke says the city should find a safe, legal place for those who choose to remain outside until there is enough permanent housing.
We're not saying that people should spend their lives living in tents in the capital. Of course, people should have safe, decent, affordable, and accessible housing. But we're not providing that for people right now, and we do have a crisis. So if a legal campground would meet the short-term needs of folks better than a shelter and at less cost, it seems prudent to provide that.
City officials say they hope to close Tent City down by next month. In addition, Governor Schwarzenegger said he has asked the Obama administration to immediately provide nearly $2.5 million to aid Sacramento's homeless. Africa Jones, FSRN Sacramento.